At this point, it looks as if a series of attacks in and around Paris this evening has left more than 100 people dead, and many of those died in a concert hall in the French capital, and attacks may have happened at up to 6 other sites. The city is frozen. People are being told to stay home. We've reached Erin Allweiss. She hasn't been able to leave the restaurant where she was tonight when the attacks first started. And Erin, tell us where this restaurant is. Is it anywhere near where the attacks were, any of the attack sites tonight?
Yeah. Hi. We're just 3 doors down, actually, from where one of the attacks happened on Rue de la Folie-Mericourt in the 11th arrondissement. And we were sitting at dinner, and all of a sudden there was commotion. We're still in the restaurant. You can hear everyone is still with me. We haven't left. But we were sitting at the table, and all of a sudden there were screams, and they locked the doors, and we thought that they were going to push through the doors. And we heard gunshots that were clearly gunshots, and everyone went under the table hiding. And afterwards, it was quiet. And one of the photographers we were with, because we're with a group from Perifoto, he went and he took some photographs, and we saw, and there were either 4 to 10 people who were killed at the restaurant 3 doors down.
And we should remind people that many restaurants in Paris, they have a terrace, lots of chairs out front. So an attack on a restaurant like that, it could leave many injured and killed.
Yes, exactly. It was a terrace restaurant. We saw that, and we were at a restaurant that was on a little side street, and there were 20 of us meeting. If I had been 10 minutes later, I would have run into them. I was 10 minutes late, actually, and I just grabbed a car, and I'm thankful that I did.
You expressed concerns that someone might push through the doors. Describe what was happening. Why did you feel that?
We saw there was just a commotion, and we were sitting at a long table by the window, and we could see a group of people walking by. There was a curtain, so it was hard to gauge what was happening exactly, but there was enough commotion that it was clear that there were people who were rushing by, and the woman who's lovely owns the restaurant started to scream and shut the door. And then we all hid under the table once we started to hear the gunfire, which I have been told were AK-47s. I didn't see them, but that's what we were told, and they were incredibly loud.
So you hear these AK-47s, you dive under the table. How long are you in that position? When do you decide it's safe to come out?
We were just sitting there for about, I want to say it was 30 seconds. That felt like a few minutes, and all of us were shaking, and it felt like a very long 30 seconds. And we were all thankful that it wasn't the restaurant that they had pushed through, wasn't our door. And yet we didn't know exactly what had happened. We stayed put. But again, we were with a handful of photographers, and one went out and he took some photographs, and we all saw what had happened. But it wasn't clear that this was part of a group of attacks. And so all of us turned to our phones very quickly, and we saw that there had been an attack on a stadium, and began to wonder if this was a bigger incident and not just isolated.
You mentioned being with a group of photographers. Can you describe any of the images? Did they share anything with you?
They did share some, and what I saw were people who, you can't tell if they're lying down or what's happening, if they're ducking, but they are clearly shot, and I believe they are dead. And there are people sort of hailing for help, and it took a long time, actually, to hear sirens. I think we all assumed that someone had called the police. So I would say probably 10 minutes went by before we heard sirens, and now on the street no one can get through, so we're all still in the restaurant. There's a baby here. There are probably 40 people, and everyone's not sure what to do, when we can go out, but the police are still there on our street.
And what are people around you saying? I mean, you're all stranded there. I don't know if the managers from the restaurant are coming up. How are you guys kind of huddling and coping?
Actually, I think the managers were trying to go about being normal and offering us food, which no one was hungry enough to eat, and everyone was glued to their phones. So it was one of those strange moments of everybody on their phones checking in with people, posting to Facebook, letting people know that they were all right, and also trying to figure out what was going on, if this was a more coordinated attack or if this was something that was, again, isolated to our area. It quickly became clear that this is far more grave than just what happened on our street.
That's Erin Allweiss. She's stranded at a Paris restaurant. She spoke to us live from Paris. Thank you so much, Erin.
Thank you.